Cowabunga Power, you're all right, bud. You're Louis McCurdy on Triple J.
You are on Triple J here. I'm Louis McCurdy, and we are just about to be chatting to Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric. So on the phone this afternoon, I've got Tim Heidecker, one half of Tim and Eric, who put together Tim and Eric. Awesome show, great job. Filmmaker, writer, what else are you? Beaver Boy, Sea Boy, Jan Skylar, Spaghetti, Mr. Henderson. Thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. No problem. I'm glad to speak with you. I've never spoken to anybody on your continent before.
Wow.
So this is a pretty exciting moment for me and my family.
Well, I'm glad you...
My whole family's looking at me right now, about 7 or 8 family members here just watching, and you should see their faces. They're really excited.
Are they just glowing?
Yeah, they want to jump on, but I'm keeping them at bay.
Okay, well, you can let them on later if you want, but a lot of people are really excited this morning. We just found out that you and Eric are going to be coming to Australia to perform for the first time.
Yeah, we're coming in September, end of September. We're going to be in Melbourne and Sydney, Brisbane, and we can't wait. We've wanted to do this for a long time now, so we're finally going to make the big trek.
Well, through 5 seasons of Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, and your billion-dollar movie, I don't actually think anyone knows what to expect from when you come out here. Is it a live rendition of the TV show?
Yes, it's a note-for-note simulation of the show. We're going to surprise you with some of the editing abilities we're able to do on stage.
Okay.
You know, we get into costumes and we jump around and sing and dance and make fools of ourselves and aren't wearing very much clothing through most of the show. It's a very aerobic performance for us, and we're both fairly out of shape and overweight. So it's a very it's very stressful on our bodies, the show.
Is it similar to the episode of your show where Eric buys you a Robin Williams?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it has quite the well-constructed narrative arc that episode had. But it's a lot of music, and we show some videos that you guys haven't seen and come out as some of the characters. I believe Spaghetti's coming out. And yeah, and then we'll do some special Australia specific humor, which we've been crafting with some writers. You know, we've been working about 25 writers to come up with some very specific Australian style humor.
Well, thanks very much for accommodating for us. Are you going to be bringing out? Are you going to be bringing out any of your pals like Dave Lieberhart or Uncle Muscles? Maybe Dr. Steve Brule could be there.
I wish. They're not available to come, but we're bringing DJ Doug Pound. He's our opening act, and he's actually one of the editors of the show, but he's got a really great, funny act that he does. And I think you'll see probably some video appearances from some of your friends from the show.
That is really exciting, and music is a big part of your thing, but you're even in a band. I mean, you just had a gig last night, right?
Yeah, news travels fast.
Heidecker and Wood. How'd the show go?
It went great. Yeah, it was really fun. There was some people there, and my guitar was in tune, so it was good.
Is this the kind of thing you've been working on since the show itself and the movie? Are you just focusing on your music stuff?
Eric and I are sort of, we never like to be considered comedians. We think that that's kind of lame. So we always dreamed of being rock stars. So whenever any chance we could get to play music, we jump on it.
Once again, please welcome back to the stage, Heidecker.
Now on Triple J, chatting to Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric, who just announced this morning they're coming to Australia to perform for the first time. It is super exciting. But Tim, what took you so long?
Well, we tried to go a few years ago, and we left L.A. We live in Los Angeles, and we started driving, and we got about 30 miles, because we live a little bit inland from the beach. We got 30 miles and hit the Pacific. And we realized that that wasn't going to work, so we doubled back, and by that point it was too late. We had about 30 or 40 shows booked for the next day and didn't realize how far it was away, so we kind of blew it in the first round. But we're doing it right this time. We're chartering our own jet, and that's, you know, not cheap. So we're probably not going to make a lot of money on this tour. Like, a lot of it's going into the jet that we actually are going to own after we come back. That's the way the lease agreement works, I guess, which is kind of annoying because it's $2 million.
Well, you can probably sell it when you're here.
Okay, yeah, we'll probably do that. That'd be cool. This would be a good promotion. When on October 4th at the Tivoli, we'll be selling a plane.
Lucky dual prize.
Yeah. Hey, and yeah, okay, well, you know, we'll give it away. We'll give away the plane.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, there's a really big fan base, so we're kind of bummed that it's taken you this long to get out here. The guy who actually hosts this show normally, I'm just filling in for him this week, but the guy who hosts the show, he's actually got the bow tattooed on his forearm.
Bowl! Bat meets owl. It's bowl.
My bow's so pretty.
Go ahead, paint your bowl lips. Bowl.
We love you.
It's a dedication to your program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you ever
I find it, I mean, no offense to you, but I'm a little insulted that they've got the guest host in for this interview.
Oh, really? No, I'm all right.
I mean, you seem like a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure we'd get along, but it's a little bit of a slap in the face, don't you think?
Yeah, no, it is, but it's okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm just trying to get some funny going.
Good goof.
Right. But we have a lot of... We have a lot of fans who get strange tattoos from our show on their bodies, and we're a little perplexed by that, and I couldn't imagine doing something like that.
What kind of things have you seen?
Oh, God, we've seen my face, you know, Spaghetti, Beaver Boys, the Chippy, all sorts of images from the show end up on people's bodies.
Where was your face on the body?
You know, a lot of these guys, it seems, get these tattoos on their calf, like on the bottom part of their leg. It's very unattractive. If I was a woman, I would be very concerned to see this, like, strange man's face inked on a man's leg.
Yeah, but is this the kind of adoration you get everywhere you go? Is it kind of perplexing?
No. I got to tell you, we are not that popular. We are reviled amongst many, a large part of our own country's population. A lot of people are sickened by what we do and upset by it. So we always find one great thing about our shows, our live shows, it's kind of like a way for people to meet each other, because there's so many people that are fans of our show that are kind of watching it alone in their basement, you know, while their parents are getting divorced upstairs, and feel very isolated. So then they come out and they come to our show and see that there's a bunch of other people with a bowel tattoo on their neck, and maybe they... you know, maybe they make some long-term friends or more.
Hey, you know what, Tim? I actually kind of understand that in a way. Cause, yeah, we're chatting with Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, who are going to be coming to the country later in the year in September. But I often find that when I'm watching the show alone, I live in my mum's basement too. So when I stop watching the show and leave and go into public, I often tend to find that I'm mumbling and there's no continuity in my life. It's kind of like a
little disruptive to your life.
Yeah, do you find that your life has kind of gone in weird, splintered ways?
Well, it's true. It really has. I think, you know, when we started doing this show and Eric and I started making stuff together, it's not the kind of thing that you have a 10 or 20 year plan for. You just sort of are going along with the wave of it all, and it's a little weird.
You're joined by me, Louis McCurdy, and I in turn are joined by Tim Heidecker, half of Tim and Eric. They made Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job together. It was just announced today that they're going to be coming to the country for the first time doing a live show. But yeah, Tim, I was just wondering, and a lot of fans would be wondering this as well, with your show, Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, is it done and dusted, or what's the deal there? Is there going to be more?
Well, we're not. The show, we feel like the show is the show. We made 50 episodes that we love and we're really proud of, but we want to make some other shows. You know, we started getting a little claustrophobic by the format of Awesome Show, kind of running out of ideas there.
So this is your first tour to Australia for Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, and could it possibly be your last? Is this like a swan song almost?
Oh, it's definitely a farewell tour, because we've done the research, and those are that's the way you sell the most tickets.
Okay,
wonderful. You advertise it as a farewell concert, and then you go away for a couple of years, and you come back as a reunion tour, and then you do that every 3 years, and it's a easy way to make a ton of cash, and that's what this is all about, is trying to milk your audience for as much money as possible.
And we've got a lot.
Yes, so hand it over. This is the farewell tour. We are will never tour again, certainly not in Australia, never in 100 million years. So this is your only chance to see us until 2 years from now when we come back with a reunion show just between you and me.
Hey, Tim, are you going to be selling any of the Cinco products as merch? Like, am I going to be able to pick up a copy of It's Not Jackie Chan at the side
of
stage?
Well, we'll be providing catalogs, mail-order catalogs at the concerts. So it's too cost prohibitive to travel with that merchandise.
So obviously there's not much room on your private jet.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal effects that we have to bring with us to keep make sure we're comfortable and happy. So that's taking up a lot of the cargo space.
Well, I'm really looking forward to you coming out to the country. So are a lot of fans. I'm on the phone now with Tim Heidecker. You might know him from his show, Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. They're going to be coming out to Australia for the first time ever. You get here in September, right?
Yeah, we're end of September. Our first show's on the 29th at the Forum in Melbourne.
Okay, your next one, it's Sydney. You're going to be hitting the Metro?
The Metro on October 2nd and October 4th in Brisbane at the Tivoli.
And then the big one, yeah, Brisbane, you're going to be giving away a private jet.
Yeah, Brisbane, we're the private jet. We will be giving away, you'll get the private jet and a free T-shirt.
Free T-shirt. I'm really looking forward to it. This is pretty exciting stuff, Tim Heidecker. I can't thank you enough for calling up. I'm glad you've announced the tour, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to see all you friends down under. We're going to have such a great time.
Say hi to your family for me, please.
I will. They're all waving. They're freaking out. They're jumping up and down.
That's wonderful news. Okay, well, I won't take you from your family too much longer. Have a nice day, and I'll see you later in the year.
Take care.
Cowabunga Power, you're all right, bud. You're Louis McCurdy on Triple J.